Hello and welcome to Backflips and Nerds MLB Predictions Pod. I'm your host Tom Pringle. We're gonna broadcast live tonight, just for something a little bit different. And as you can probably see at the bottom of the screen, if anyone is even watching, we've got all four of us tonight. So let's introduce them all straight away. First of all, we've got Cumbria's very own baseball legend. It's John McGee. How are you, John?
I'm all right. I imagine that Richard Klein is probably... That's Great Britain's Richard Klein is probably quite disappointed in that prediction. World Baseball Classic competitor. But yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, but you're bearded now, so clearly you're going to be some sort of relief pitcher.
Yeah. Me and Archie Bradley, I've got quite a way to go to catch him.
Secondly, we've got Richmond's own two-way sensation back from the Winter Olympics. It's Ben Carter. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Yeah, refreshed, ready to go. Best shape of my life.
As always. And finally, we've got Baseball Perspective Zone, Darius Austin. How are you, Darius?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. I've had a bit of a dash home from work, so just recovering now. But yeah, doing well. I'm wondering if Ben now is the leading two-way prospect with Shohei Ohtani's spring struggles.
I think so, yeah, because there's been a lot of chat of which one's going to be Shohei Ohtani's big highlight, a pitching or a hitting highlight. And I think, well, Ben's just going to take both, so it's fine.
Yeah, I think what's working to my advantage is that there's no tape available on me. So I've got that kind of Cuban prospect sense of mystery about me where I could have all five tools, I could have none. No one
people love to project the unknown. That's the beauty of it.
Exactly. You are a tool, so that's close.
That's one ticked off, yeah.
So at least you've got
starting at high quality level here, guys. Well done.
Yeah, great. Only the finest wit on Backflips and Nerds.
Right, we're going to do something really different tonight. And I'm reading from script because this is going to take a long time to try and read all this out and make sure I get it right. So this is going to be our prediction podcast. We're not going to go deep into each team, and it should, fingers crossed, only take us an hour. So
it will take
as John requested, I'm going to try and explain this as if John is an infant, because he has no idea what we're doing tonight and can't fathom the process that's going to take place. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to bring up, using this fantastic screen share, and get rid of my face for the rest of the evening. We're going to bring up Darius's spreadsheet that he's made, which is awesome. So as you can see from that spreadsheet, it's got all the teams from all the divisions. And if I do present to everyone, stop it from disappearing. It's got all the teams from all the divisions, and they're all currently sat at 81 wins. So each team will start the season with 81 wins and 81 losses, meaning there are no wins in the pot, so to speak. Then we're going to take turns to state what we think their record will be, and we can free up wins and then allocate them elsewhere. So, for example, let's say John does the usual prediction that we think is going to happen, and he's going to say that the Blue Jays are going to win 62 games this year instead of 81 games. If the crew, so all of us, agree, that frees up 19 wins to go elsewhere. On the flip side, in a new scenario, let's say John predicts that the Brewers are going to win 100 games. That means we would be 19 wins in deficit, as everyone else would still be 81 and 81. So we would have to take wins off other teams to free them up and give them to the Brewers to clear up the deficit. Does that make sense? I'm getting a nod from Ben. Darius looks quite content because he made up this game.
I was going to say, I came up with it, so don't ask me.
John, you're still looking confused.
Yeah.
I reckon there's a chance that when we get going, we'll sort of get an idea of how it works. So Darius is going to be keeping record. So he's going to have control of the spreadsheet, and we're going to know on that. To see how many wins we've got available to dish out. So he's going to keep an eye on it all. For those watching the YouTube stream, you should have seen the spreadsheet. If you haven't, then we'll just make it available afterwards. But it's not important for you guys really at the moment. So we're going to have to keep going until we finally get to the end. And we might have a deficit or a credit of wins, and then we've got to start dishing them out. We've got to work out where we're going to put them. We're going to take turns to pick any team we like, make our projection. If the crew agrees, we're going to throw it into the spreadsheet, leave it there. If anyone does disagree, then the original projector has got a short period of time to then try and convince the other dissenters of why they should have that record. The arbitrator, who in this person is going to be the person who cares the least, decides if they can't cash it out. So they're just going to decide, fuck it, you're going to give them 82 wins or whatever. So Darius, after each pick, Darius then announced how many wins we have available in the pot. And the next person will pick their team, do their prediction, and so on. The order of picking is going to be decided by me because I'm hosting this. I'm going to keep going until we've been round the order. We're going to probably do it at least twice throughout all the teams, but a lot of them are going to be very quick, as you'll probably see, to ensure that we're happy with all the picks. Has anyone got any questions before we start?
I've got a lot, but I think we should just start.
Right. So my plan before we did this was essentially to just get the last 3 years of results for each team. And I don't want to use any projections. I don't look at zips. I don't look at fan graphs. I don't look at anything like that. I just want to go into this blind, try and remember the transactions, and then make my predictions. So I'm going to start nice and easy and make it nice and simple for the maths. And let me just get the screen share back up. So I'm going to pick the Marlins, and I'm going to say they're going to win 62 games this year. Does anyone object to that?
I think they'll win more than that, but for the sake of simplicity for this game, I'm going to let you have the first one.
How many more, John?
Not many, about 65 or 66. So, you know, we're splitting hairs, really.
Well, I think the thing is, though, that there hasn't been a 100 loss team since 2016, and that was the Brewers. So I think it's time another one comes along.
Okay, fine. Go for it.
Okay, we're doing 62. All the Marlins. Happy with 9 wins in the pot. Doesn't it look like it's updating on yours, by the way, Tom?
No. Do you want to screen share yours?
I'll screen share mine because I'm actually doing it. So.
Yeah. There we
Technical
go.
Difficulty.
Screen share.
It's like we're doing.
Please continue, Tom, while I'm doing this.
I've literally got nothing more to say. So, okay, next person then will go for John. You can pick a team and go for it. Unless you want Ben to go because you don't really know what's going on.
No, I do. I do. So the Cincinnati Reds, I think, will win 71 games.
I'm game with that. I'm happy with that. I would have said that. They're on a slow increase at the moment in the last couple of years. And with the additions they've made, I think they'll be all right. The only worry for me is their rotation, the fact that every spring training they seem to lose 2 or 3 starters straight away.
I'm more or less on board. I think they were slightly better last year, but I'm not sure that I believe that, really. And yeah, as you say, the starters are injured, so I could get on board with 71.
Ben, happy?
Yeah, happy. I think I could see them winning a few more, a few less. That seems to be bang in the middle of my estimation, so... Good call, John.
Happy days. Right.
That's another 71 years.
Ben, you're up. Go.
I'll go with the Detroit Tigers. I have them winning 66 games.
I think it might be lower, but I'm content with that. 66. I think they are an absolute shit state at the moment.
They're a shambles. They're not going to win 66 games. They're going to win about 59.
Oh, John dropping the 59.
Yeah, I can see a second 100 loss team here as well, actually. So,
oh, wow.
I'm more towards John's end of the spectrum, I think.
Okay. Have it argued.
So what are we deciding then? Should we say what?
Should we go somewhere in the middle? 63, maybe? Just one off the magic 100?
Yeah, let's do that then. 63.
63, okay. Not quite as bad as the Marlins. Congratulations, Tigers.
How many wins have we got now?
Blimey. We've already got 47 in the bank.
47 wins in the bank.
Right, we need to save at least 30 of these for the Dodgers, surely. So,
yeah. Darius, you're up.
I'm up. Okay, I'm going to take... I think it's probably got to be... I want to take the Royals because I already have a prediction for them because I did Banish the Pens preview and I predicted 68 wins just because that will ever so slightly beat their Pagota projection for the sixth year in a row, I believe. So I'm saying 68.
Yeah, I can't really argue with that.
This was before they re-signed Moustakas and signed Lucas Duda as well. So if anybody thinks I'm too low.
Their pitching's awful though, isn't it? I mean, Ian Kennedy...
Ian Kennedy's basically the number two, yeah. And Danny Duffy's probably going to get traded. because he's their only good pitcher left.
And they don't really have a bullpen anymore, apart from Kelvin Herrera.
Wow, they've got the ace closer from the Padres, Brandon Mara, as well. It was pretty shit last year, and Brad Hand should have done all the closing, but never mind.
I think, did you say 68?
I did.
I think it might be fewer than that.
Yeah,
I think 68 is. Yeah, I think. Yes, yeah, stay with 68, and we'll see if we need to take back from them later on. They're a candidate to return to. I think I've got this now. Have I got this now?
I think
you've got it. Yeah.
Yes.
Well done, you. That university degree was not wasted.
I did a law degree. I did not do flipping stats.
I didn't do numbers.
I don't think they actually use numbers in maths at university, so it probably wouldn't have helped.
Yeah, true.
Actually, when I was at school, the bits of maths I was better at were the bits with no numbers in them. So there's an aside. Carry on.
Right, I'm going to take Dodgers, and I'm going to say 100 wins.
100 wins.
That is too low.
It's too high.
So we've got Rockies fan.
See, they got, well, for me, because it was 104 last year, and the fact that they're still freaking good, I think there's going to be a few more injuries. Although they were pretty injury hit last year, weren't they? They smashed that DL as much as they could to try and help the rotation out.
They've just got so much depth, it doesn't really matter unless, like, maybe if Seager and Kershaw and Justin Turner. Actually, all these guys were hurt last year, weren't they? They still won 104 games, so I think they might, 100 might be too low.
Yeah, I think it's more like 105.
Right, okay. So
I'm going to go 102 for now and see how we get on.
Yeah, I'm going for it.
I'm content with that.
Fine. 102.
Fine.
Bloody torture.
Oh, like Ben's just complete discontent. Right. Fine.
Ben can talk us out of this once he talks about the Rockies.
Yeah, I will. Don't you worry.
John, you're up then. Go.
Baltimore Orioles, 5. No, real answer. Baltimore Orioles, 73.
I think that's fair.
Too high.
Because I think, I want to say that it's too high, but they're the Orioles, aren't they? The Zombioles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
they just win games. And they do still have a good bullpen. Brad Brack's still good. Darren O'Day's still good. Michael Gibbons is good. And Britton will be, well, isn't Britton going to pitch in the rotation? That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Well, he's out for half a season with an Achilles injury, and then they're going to put him straight back in the rotation when he gets back. So they've claimed they are interested in doing anyway.
Yeah, and Jonathan Scope and Manny Machado are still good, even if and they're going to hit dingers. So yeah. I think
I'm okay with 73.
Fine,
works for me.
I'll allow it.
Ben, to be fair, you can just take any of our predictions and then just come out with a new one.
Just trash him. I just think they're going to trade most of their useful assets by the deadline. And I think that division's tricky with the Red Sox and Yankees. I can see them losing almost 100 games, but they always seem to win more than they're supposed to. So that's probably a good shout.
I think put them in the Royals bucket of maybe we'll come back to that.
Yeah.
You assume that Peter, what are the scores, Angelos, is going to let them trade anything, which is not.
True.
John is the Orioles expert in this chat. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Ben, to me for Orioles stuff. I'll keep giving it.
John, stop talking. Stop talking. Ben, go.
Me again. Okay, I'll take the Oakland Athletics. I'm quite bearish on them. I think they're only going to win about 68, 69 games themselves.
Wow.
I'm a fan of the A's. I could see them being a 500 team. So we got a significant disagreement here.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, Darius. I'm pushing more towards 79, I think, this year.
Why do you think they're going to be bad, Ben?
I just don't see any stars on the roster, like, at all. There's no one that I would want to watch play baseball, really. It's more of my baseball knowledge. But I just don't think there's much upside to the rotation. And the lineup, although it's probably underrated, I don't see scoring enough runs to help them out. But willing to listen to different arguments. Have at it.
Well, I think Matt Chapman is amazing defensively. I'm going to be blasphemous and say he might actually be better than Nolan Arenado at third base, which is not going to win you any votes from you, I know. But he's really, really good over there. Honestly, he's in that tier. So I like him. I think there is a lot of promise. I think Sean Manaea could easily be a frontline starter. I think there's a ton of power on this team. If you look pretty much every lineup spot, there's somebody you can hit a bunch of dingers. So I could see it being boom or bust, but I think there's some promise here. And they've got prospects like Franklin Barreto, I think, can come up and give him a boost as well. So I'd be happy with Tom 79 at least.
I don't have any extra information or any of the information that Darius just said, because I didn't know any of that. But I just feel like they're trending in the right direction in the fact that their record just keeps going up, and Billy Bean surely is going to get it right at some point.
I'd have had them in the mid 70s, to be honest. So in between you two.
What do you reckon? 77?
Well, I suppose 74, is that splitting the difference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you all right with that, Ben?
Yeah, I think given that there isn't a particularly strong division outside the Astros, that's probably fair enough. But yeah, I think Billy Bean has been given the benefit of the doubt for a long time, but that team seems to be treading water a little bit to me.
Yeah, that's okay. That's fair enough.
74 for now.
74 then. Okay, Darius, what have we got wins-wise at the moment? What have we got left?
We've got 54 left, so we've got plenty to play with.
Oh, God, yeah. Go, Darius.
I'm going to go over and take the Chicago Cubs, and I think the Cubs are going to be a little bit better than last year, and they're going to win 96 games.
I'm happy with that.
Yep.
Yep. Agreement. Fine. Okay, moving on.
It's me now, isn't it? Okay, I'm going to take... I'm going to take the Astros. Say again.
Don't make that noise again.
I'll do it for you later on the phone when we call. I'm going to take the Astros, and I'm going to say, although I said to John in a text message recently, I'm fed up of hearing about how great the Astros are going to be. Well, I'm going to say 104 for the Astros.
Hefty.
Wow. I think that's too high. I think it'll be below 100, okay, or above 90.
I had them as a 100-win team, but I didn't have the Dodgers as a 100-win team. So I think if we're having the Dodgers 100, I can't see the Astros winning many more than them. But on skill or like talent alone, I think they're the Dodgers equivalent.
I think do you know what? I think the interleague play has been forgotten a bit here as well, because I've just looked at it and realised that it's NL West versus AL West, NL Central versus it. So they're against their sort of geographical rivals this year. I think the Astros Dodgers all year is going to be quite interesting.
I think the NL West is arguably the strongest division in baseball right now as well, which maybe makes me slightly more pessimistic on Houston, but I still think they're like a 99-win team.
Yeah, and the AL is broadly better than the NL, notwithstanding Detroit, Chicago White Sox, and Kansas City Royals. The AL East and the AL West is broadly better. So, yeah, I could see 99, 90. I had sort of 98, 97 in my head. So, yeah, I could go with 99.
99?
I'm happy with 99. Yeah, go for it.
99. Okay. Moving on.
It's these little differences, though, that are going to be so difficult towards the end. right, John, go.
Okay. I can't actually see the thing on the screen, which is...
Can I make it bigger? How do I make it bigger?
If you reduce the size of the window that you've got your... you've got your spreadsheet in, it gets bigger.
Okay.
Like this.
Yeah, it just only shows when you're speaking, Darius, which it didn't when Tom was...
Oh, yeah. How did you pin it, Tom?
What does it say now? It says something like forced to broadcast or something like that. If I do that and then just see what it is.
What's that? Has that happened?
Great. Yeah, that's helped. Thank you. Oh, okay. No.
Right. You have to press present to everyone at the top.
Present to everyone. Okay. Hide participants. I don't see that.
Okay. Just keep talking and let John look at it.
Keep talking. Just keep going the whole time. I'm just going to do like a low level talk.
Okay. The Cleveland Indians are going to win 95 games.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm happy with that. Maybe I would have said maybe 92, but 95 is fine.
I'm okay with 95. I think that division's pretty terrible. So even if they're not an amazing team, that's going to be pretty easy for them.
Okay, so Ben?
I will say the New York Yankees are going to win 93 games. I think they'll win the AL East, but I think it'll be quite close.
I think I would have gone higher than 93 personally, but I'm content to take that.
I would have said 93, 94 as well.
I had 95 in my head, but yeah, I wouldn't argue with 93 either. They're close enough. Should we go with 93 for now?
Yeah, lock it in.
Okay.
Who was that? It was Ben, wasn't it? Oh, we're on minus five wins, right, Darius?
I'm minus five. We need to lose some wins. So I'm going to go over and take the White Sox.
God damn it.
And I'm going to say the White Sox are going to be ever so slightly better than the Royals and win 70 games.
I would have gone 65.
Oh, controversial.
I think they're going to be pretty bad.
I would
very young.
Split the difference.
I think splitting the difference is fine. I mean, they're young. They're going to win some games on amazing performances from Yoan Moncada and Eloy Jimenez, but they're not going to be able to sustain it. It would be my guess.
So splitting the difference, we're going to say 67?
Yeah.
Happy with that?
67. Boy, I'm starting to wonder if we were a bit low on Cleveland, but we'll come back to that.
We'll see.
Yeah, 95 seems quite low. Right, it's me now, isn't it? So I'm going to throw this out there because this is one of those teams that, like in the past with the Twins, not so much now, I literally have no idea what they've done in the offseason. So I'm going to say, I'm going to go for the Mariners and I'm going to say 77 because I think their rotation's knackered and that's all I know, really.
Yeah, Nelson Cruz just got hurt, so he's probably going to miss the start of the season.
All right, drop it down to 76 then.
James Paxton will get injured. King Felix is dead. Long live.
Well, King. You would know if King Felix is dead if you'd read Darius's article at BP.
I mean, I didn't actually say he was dead. I said he could be fine, but not like
I mean, that's what
King.
You want from your ace, don't you? Fine.
Yeah, well, Paxton's the ace. It's just he's only going to pitch like 2/3 of the season at most. So
perfect.
Their bullpen is absolutely awful as well. So, yeah, they're terrible. They're not going to win 76.
Well, drop it down then. What, 73?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because you may remember that Ichiro's back on the team now, and I definitely read somewhere that if he wanted to, he could hit 50 home runs.
This is the year.
This is the year.
Such a valid point. I didn't even consider it.
They do still have Cano and Seager and... I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with D. Gordon in center field, but he was a usable second baseman. So they're okay. I think they'll win more than 73.
76, I think, is fair.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do 76.
76 it is then. We meant to say at the start as well, if you've got any questions, don't bother with the chat because we can't see it. We have no idea where it is. So just send a tweet to John. Who's
picking up some tweets. The Braves in the UK guys are a bit worried that we're going to give a big load of wins to the Nationals. I said maybe we'll give them to the Braves. Who knows?
Ronald Acuna's good, like a 14 win player, isn't he? So
I've heard. Yeah,
and we've got 14 wins remaining. So
well, let's just give them all to the Braves and we're done.
Anyway, it's me, and I'm not going to pick the Braves. I'm gonna pick the Arizona Diamondbacks, a team upon whom I am quite bearish. I think last year was a bit of an aberration. Zach Greinke's got his pea shooter out in spring training, firing in the 84-mile-an-hour fastballs. Robbie Ray, we've heard he's quite good. Who else is going to be in the rotation? Taijuan Walker.
They got a good rotation. Zach Godley. It's a nice unit there.
Robbie Ray.
Yeah, but what about the what about the humidor? It's gonna kill their power hitters, and they're very reliant on Yasmani Tomas to hit bombs. Who is
I think Fangraphs has Yasmani Tomas projected for 65 plate appearances, so I wouldn't worry too much.
But that'll be 65 home runs, though. To be fair,
I think the Arizona Diamondbacks are gonna win 83 games this season. I think
that's a huge drop from last year.
Yeah, I know. I don't think they're very good.
That's controversial.
I want to go higher than that. I want to say 88. I haven't even looked at the projections, as I said, so I have no idea what's right.
I don't think they are. I think they might actually be projected worse than the Giants right now, certainly in some places.
John's... Look, the Padres are going to be better than they were last year. Like that, their rotation is still going to be awful, but the position players are going to be better. They're going to have a year longer in the tank. The Giants are going to be nowhere near as bad as they were last year. Like that, yeah. I mean, yes, they're trending downwards, but that was just a one-off aberration. They've added Longoria, they've added McCutcheon. They're not going to have all of those injuries. Bumgarner's going to be fit for the whole year. They're not going to be the worst team in baseball until the last day of the season again. So teams are going to take wins off the Diamondbacks. And as we mentioned before, you know, the AL West may win some games against them. I just don't feel they're as good as they were last year. That was my view. And maybe I'm being slightly bearish saying that they'll be just a touch above 500, but I don't think they're going to win 95 games again.
I would be content with 86, I think.
Let's hear from the Rockies fan.
Yeah, I think they'll be above 500. I think it's a tough division. There's a lot of good teams in that division, as John said. And yeah, there's question marks in that lineup. I do like the rotation. But yeah, I think over 500, but probably not over 90 wins. So 86 sounds about right to me.
I'm happy with 86. Let's do 86.
Cool. We're going to come back, aren't we? Right, Ben, you're up.
Let's discuss. Let's go with the New York Mets because I am drinking the Kool-Aid when it comes to the New York Mets. I think they're going to have a better season. Well, they couldn't really be worse, could they? I think they might even challenge for a wild card spot. I have them with about 85 wins. Talk me down.
No, I was. Do you know what? That was going to be my next pick, and I think 85 is about right. I reckon that's good. The position players aren't particularly good, though. Who have they brought in? They've lost Duda, haven't they? Who do they bring in?
Jay Bruce is back.
Who do they bring in? The
Adrian Gonzalez, believe it or not. He is still alive.
Yeah. Who do they bring in from the Yankees? That's going to
Todd Frazier.
Yeah. 82, 85, somewhere around there. I'm content with that.
I think they're going to be good. I was kind of with Ben. I was thinking about the Mets this afternoon and thinking, where would you put them? And I had them on 85 or 86. I mean, a lot of it is, you know, hoping on that super rotation. But, you know, if you do, then they're going to be a good team. And Yo, obviously.
Yeah, of course. I was quite mean about the Mets last time. And then I was sort of thinking about this. I was like, well, actually, I really like DeGrom and Syndergaard, and Cespedes is really good as long as he's healthy. And maybe they can stop playing Asdrubal Cabrera, who can't actually move anymore. Great player, but he can't defend. So, yeah, I could get on board with 85. We're going to go 85?
Yeah, I think it is all about health with them, isn't it? They have so many issues, especially in that rotation with health, that they have quite a wide sort of possible range of results. But I think I'm bullish on them staying at least a bit healthy this year. And Syndergaard, for me, is a Cy Young award waiting to happen. So let's give him 85.
Let's do it.
Is Matt Harvey still around? Is he still doing anything?
He looks all right this spring. Like, not ace, but okay.
That's all you need him to be if you've got DeGrom and Syndergaard.
Yeah, it doesn't. A number three would be great for the Mets, yeah.
Yeah. Darius, you're up. Go.
Okay. I notice we're all avoiding our own teams so far.
Yeah.
I'm going to take one that I'm not really sure which way this is going to go. I'm going to pick the Twins. And I think the Twins are an 84-win team. And I could honestly see them winning like 70 and or like 92. I don't really know. But I think they're probably on the side of better rather than worse this year. So I'm going to say 84.
I'd probably push them a little bit more, but it's about 87.
I would have had 85 or 86. I thought they were a little bit better than 84. I'd have had them at 86.
Yeah.
You, Ben?
I think they've had a really good winter. I like a lot of the acquisitions they've made. And they were quite fun to watch last year, even though they're the Twins. So, yeah, I think 85, 86 probably makes sense.
Lock it. Let's do 86 then.
Oh, 86 and go.
Back to zero at the moment.
Yeah.
Find some losers.
Okay, let's
go. Blue Jays.
I'm not touching that. John can have that. I'm going to go for the Pirates, and I think I'm going to say 72 wins, so just better than the Reds.
I could buy that. I think there's not really a huge amount of upside in their position players. I know they've still got prospects around, but
yeah, they've still got a few good ones coming through. I just think they're the sort of team that are going to pick up scrappy guys throughout the season and bag a couple of wins, but still be better than the Reds.
Yeah, I could see maybe them being a bit higher, like 75-ish.
I don't think so. I thought 72 seemed high, actually.
Okay. Worse than the Reds, you think?
I don't know. I think they're a wash, to be honest. I think they're both pretty poor, but people think of the Pirates having been good and the Reds having been rubbish for the last couple of years, when in actual fact, I think they're due to cross over. It feels like it might be this season, but I've got no real argument with 72, to be honest. In my head, I maybe had them at 70, but yeah, 72 is good.
Ben, any objections?
No, that sounds about right.
72 okay. Is.
Right, John, you're up.
Okay, the San Diego Padres.
Here we go.
Are really bad. they are going to win 69 games.
Nice.
I am objecting to that immediately. I think last year 71 was a lot more than people were expecting. They're expecting a 100 loss team. I didn't think that then, and I still, a lot of people now, no, not a lot, some people now are going, oh, they're pushing so much closer now, they're not far away from wild card. It's like, no, they're not. Their rotation is diabolical. Their bullpen is really, really good. It's going to be an interesting bullpen to watch, as long as it doesn't get burnt out, because all the starters, you know, they go three innings. As you said before, position player-wise, they're looking a bit more exciting, although it looks like the home run machine that is Hunter Renfro might get sent down to the minors, which is a bit of a shame.
Yeah, particularly because you actually picked him in a fantasy baseball league. I picked Hunter Renfro.
You know who I picked him over, though? You know who I picked? Do you know who I picked Hunter Renfro over?
Xander Bogaerts.
No, I picked him over JBJ.
you picked Hunter Renfro over a 5 or 6 win player. Oh, you!
I mean, defense doesn't count. So,
yeah, exactly. Who gives a toss? I needed power, and Hunter Renfro gave me that.
Well,
yeah, doesn't give you much power at AAA.
So does he?
What did you say? You said 69.
69, nice.
Well, I think they're going to be about 72, 73.
All right, 72.
I'm not far off there.
72.
Any objections?
I'm okay with 72.
Given you spent a whole year following them, we'd be a bit out of line to argue with anything Padres related.
You never know. If I can be asked, I might do another year of following them.
Masochism.
Okay, 72 it is.
Who was that? It was John, wasn't it? Right, Ben, go.
Let's talk about the Washington Nationals then. I think they are going to win the division again. And probably get knocked out the first round of the playoffs again. But it's quite hard to put a win total. I think they'll get over 90, but I think it'll be about 91, maybe 90 on the dot-ish.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think they'll wind back towards the end of the season and just cruise their way in, because they don't have to do anything special.
Mm-hmm. I bet, Tom, that Bryce Harper's going to hit at least, what was it, 43 home runs?
Yeah, what was that? Was that another Slack channel bet?
Yeah. It was for a fiver, wasn't it? I said I could see him hitting 50 home runs, and we settled the difference at 42 and a half, I think.
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
Yeah. So I could see them winning a couple more, but I did also say they would be the most likely of the favourites to lose their division, so I'm fine with 91.
Yeah, I mean... Most likely
of the favourites. I don't know. I think I'm guessing the Yankees.
Maybe the question was to miss the playoffs rather than.
Okay, yeah. Right. I think the Yankees in the AL East are probably the favorites to lose their division.
Yeah, maybe the question excluded the Yankees and Boston, because that's not really the same as the other five divisions.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. What did we decide on then? What was that? 91, was it?
We're okay with 91.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was Ben. So Darius, what have we got at the moment? We've got six. Eight wins remaining.
About 8 wins remaining. I'm going to take the Rays. Rays tank. And I don't think they're going to be super terrible. I think they'll be slightly better than the Orioles. So 75. I can see that plausible. They've still got Keir Meyer out there in centre field. He's basically like a six-win player. They've still got Chris Archer. There are good players on this team, and they usually figure things out with the bargains. So, yeah, I think 75 is fine.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, I'm going to take the Phillies. I think the acquisition of Jake Arrieta and people now saying they're a wildcard team is still wild. They're not a wildcard team at all. They've got a lot of youth there, and they've got a lot of prospects coming through and a lot of promise as well. And I've also got a bet with Mike Shipley that the Phillies will have a better win total than the Blue Jays. So whatever you pick for the Blue Jays, I want to go one more for the Phillies. But in this instance, I think, let's have a look what they got last year. 66 last year.
The Phillies have changed a fair amount.
They've changed a lot. I'm going to go sort of, I think 81. I'm going to stick with that. I think they're going to be 500.
I think they'll be just below 500. I like a lot of the pieces they have. I like Reese. All he does is hit big dongs, Hoskins, and I like a few of the other players on their team. And I think the rotation has a potential ace in Nola, plus now they've got Arrieta, obviously. But I think we're like a year short of their window truly being open. So I think they're probably like a 75 to 80 win team. But if a few things break right, and you know they've got the Marlins to beat the crap out of all year, so I could see them winning 80.
Any objections to 80?
No, not really. I'd have had them slightly lower than that. But yeah, in that same window as Ben, between 75 and 80.
Darius?
Okay, well, let's say 80 for now. I'm okay with that. Yeah, I think they're not quite there yet, but they're pretty close.
Three.
So that seems about right.
John, you're up.
Okay, this is getting really hard. So I'm going to say Boston are going to win 91.
Can't argue with that.
That's about what I thought the divisional race would be, so I'm on board.
And it could be the other way around. I think it's going to be within a game and a half, that division.
Yeah, I think it'd be probably the most interesting one out of all of them.
Agreed. Yeah, 91 sounds right.
Okay, 91. Not too many teams left to go. Five wins on the board at the moment.
Ben, you're up.
Come on then, SB Avenue, Colorado Rockies.
Here we go. Here's the big
100.
162. Let's put them all on black. No, I don't think we. I don't know. On the one hand, I don't think we did as well as last year. On the other hand, we didn't actually do that well last year. So I think something around the same again, about 85 wins. I think there's a lot of issues with this team, but there's also a lot of MVP candidates in the lineup and some very good young pitchers that could take a step forward. So maybe I'm overly optimistic, but I think around the same as the Diamondbacks, 85, 86 wins.
What's the rotation looking like at the moment?
So it is John Gray and like the three rookies from last year who did well, Freeland and Marquez, and someone whose name I'm forgetting.
Chad Bettis.
Bettis will be back, yeah. And Antonio Senzatella.
Antonio Germán.
Yeah, Senzatella did all right last year, didn't he?
Well, that's him, yeah.
85. I'm content with that.
I'm okay with 85. I think there's a lot of good players on the Rockies, and yeah, I really like John Gray, so I think they might actually have a great starting pitcher for once.
Come on.
Okay, Darius, you're up.
I am up. I'm going to take the Texas Rangers. Oh. I think the Rangers rotation is very bad, extremely bad, but they have Tim Lincecum, so this is very difficult for me.
And Bartolo.
And Bartolo. Oh, man. Bartolo was really bad last year as well, and now he's in Texas. This is... Oh. I just can't... But they've got so many of the players I like. This is very difficult. I think they're going to be third in this division at 79 wins.
Wow. I'd have them a bit lower, I think. I think 75.
Yeah, it depends. Like, Beltre is great, and Andrews is great, and Joey Gallo could easily hit 50 home runs. So I think there's a ton of good...
And strike out 300 times. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, who cares about that, right?
Just bombs.
179 OBP.
So I could be talked into a lower total because of how bad this rotation looks.
But... Yeah, I think they're going to be worse than that. I think they might be really, really bad this year.
Oh, wow.
I think the lineup isn't awful, but there's a lot of guys in there that have bust upside, as we mentioned. Gallo, Odor was dreadful last year. Surely Beltre is going to start aging eventually. And then the rotation, as you mentioned, is just dreadful, just awful, and the bullpen's not much better. So I could see them losing 90 games.
Yeah, I agree. I think, I mean, their big off-season signing is Mike Minor, who's definitely going to end the season not in the rotation. Doug Fist is going to be their most durable starter. He's going to pitch the most games for them. And yeah, he was a pretty decent holdover for Boston last year, but that came out of nowhere. Mm. And if he's your most durable and reliable starter with a 4.2 ERA, then you really are screwed.
I've got to say, I feel really bad for Cole Hamels right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, what, is Cole Hamels dead or something? No one's even mentioned him.
Well, even he's got reduced velocity.
He's got worse. I was just like, he's been slighted in favour of Doug Fister, which is a low point in his career.
Sorry, yeah. I mean, I did actually forget about Cole Hamels, which I'm chastising myself about. How have I forgotten about such a handsome baseball player? I saw a picture of Ian Desmond this afternoon. I almost swooned. That just for the record. Yeah, I think they're awful. I think 75 for me. I would have thought. I think 79 is quite bullish.
Yeah, this is Timmy's fault.
Yeah, exactly.
It might not even make it through the season.
Yeah, what am I projecting, that he's going to be a 4-win closer or something?
You should be taking an extra 5 wins off for his wispy goatee as well, to be frank.
Yeah, but he's ripped, so there's that.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Okay, we've done most of the teams now.
So. Yeah, we have. We've done quite well here. I'm going to stick my neck out and go for... I'm going to go for the Cardinals. I think they're...
Ben was going for Ben.
Say again?
I could see Ben like, oh, no, that was mine.
I think they're going to be quite bad, and I'm going to put them down at 79 wins, which I think is probably...
Cardinals, sub 500.
Which I think is probably way too low, but I think they've just been in this steady decline, and they've got to do something. They've got to start turning things around.
I kind of agree. I think this is the year that Matheny finally gets malleted. Genuinely. I mean, their rotation, their rotation is poor, like really poor. Adam Wainwright just hasn't got back to where he was after injury last year. Reyes is probably not going to be there until the middle of the season. They really relied on Tommy Pham and Paul DeJong, who came out of nowhere yesterday. And yeah, if they maintain and sustain production, then they're really good players, but who's to say that that wasn't an outlier season for them in the same way that Judge's heroic season was too?
But the difference is the Cardinals get at least one of those guys every single year.
Yeah, it's true.
I know, but come on, it's got to stop at some time. I think 79 is slightly harsh, but I think they'll be a smidge over 500, and I think they're going to finish third again.
I was thinking 84.
Mm. Yeah. 80.
That felt about right to me.
Yeah, stick 84 in for now for me, but yeah, come back to
that. Do you want to go that way?
Yeah,
it's a bit like the Royals and the Pecota thing. Like, I can't project the Cards to be sub 500, no matter how bad they might look.
Okay, so John, you're up.
So I've got not many left, haven't I? So I'm going to go for the Angels. I think the Angels are going to win 87 games.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. I think that's about right.
Yeah, I think there's quite a wide range of possibilities for the Angels, because we don't really know what Otani's going to be on the mound, and he could be an ace and he could be as good at pitching as he is at batting. But they've got Mike Trout, and they seem to be focusing on winning this season and like a couple of other moves they've made. So I think they should challenge for a wild card spot. So what do you say, 86, 87? That's about
87,
right.
Yeah. I think that their rotation could be really good as well. I mean, they're Tyler Skaggs, Andrew Heaney, all of these players who, if they're fit, they're really good. Garrett Richards, of course. Yeah.
As long as they sign Greg Holland as well and make him their closer, because I picked him in my fantasy league and he must get signed. He must.
Yeah, I think the Angels.
I think they'll get the second wild card in the AL this year.
I hope so.
Well, if we put him at 87, that is looking pretty likely, actually. So, yeah, I'm okay with that. They have the best player in baseball. And, yeah, their rotation could all be injured in a month. But I think their lineup is good enough now that that might not hurt them as much. So I'm happy to go 87 and make them the second wild card.
Cool. Right, Ben, you're up.
We're on minus two, Ben. We need a loser.
Braves! Do we have left? So have we done the Braves yet?
We haven't done the Braves, no.
Okay, then let's do the Braves. I think they're going to be a sub 500 team. It's hard to know how bad they'll be because they've got a lot of talented players. I think we already mentioned future Hall of Famer Ronald Acuna. I think there's some decent pitching there too. They've got the number one farm system in baseball, according to most people. But not many of those guys are going to get a lot of playing time this year. And even if they do, they'll probably be bad. So they won't be as bad as the Marlins, but I put them down for like 68 or so wins.
I think I'm going to object to that. I think maybe more like 72, 73. So sort of a reflection on last year as well.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know anything about them. I just know they've got lots of good young pitchers who are going to... It sound like Alan Shearer being asked to describe a well-known international footballer on Match of the Day. I don't know much about them. Yeah. I'm so shut up.
What a great line for a pundit to use. I wonder why nobody ever told him to stop saying that. I think they have quite a lot of pitchers who... perceived to be like quite safe floor wise, so I'm on board with the slightly higher 73. I think all jokes aside, Acuna does look like he's legit and probably going to be a good major league straight away. So and they've got Freeman, and that helps. So yeah, I think 73 is okay.
But their second best position player last year was the battery of Tyler Flowers and Kurt Suzuki.
Tyler Flowers is an 8-win player. A BP,
yeah.
Braming.
What?
Eight?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. It was ludicrously high. I think he was best catcher in baseball.
Oh, he's no Christian Vasquez. Come on.
Christ's sake.
Right, are we happy with that?
Yeah, so we're saying 73? Is that right?
73,
yeah.
That frees up quite a few wins. Darius, you're up. Just make sure you do the right thing so we can leave the Blue Jays with John.
Yeah, I'm taking the Giants. We've got the Brewers as well. Both of these are John teams, aren't they?
Yeah, massively.
I think the Giants are obviously going to win the World Series. I think the Giants are going to be crush the Rockies in an agonizing 86-win season and just beat them out for the other wild card. So yeah, that's my prediction for the Giants, 86. Anybody got any objections with that entirely reasonable projection?
It's quite an aging team, isn't it? Although they've brought in Longoria, haven't they?
Longoria is also old though. Like, he's in his 30s.
Yeah, this is an amazing team from 2011.
Yeah.
Country was really good for most of last year.
What did you said 86, didn't you, Darius?
Yeah, basically just because we have the Rockies 85, though.
This does feel like it's going to be one of those films that's got, like, Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson playing old guys who've still got it. You know, a feel-good comedy with McCutcheon and Longoria and Madison Bumgarner as some sort of yokel played by...
Basically a comedy, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's gonna be like a feel-good buddy comedy.
I suppose he does always look like he's sort of aged about 20 years after the end of a season of just carrying the Giants. So
yeah, or Buster Posey's going to be played by Macaulay Culkin. At the start, it's like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone, and at the end, it's Macaulay Culkin now post crack, etc. Anyway, I think 86 is too high. I think they're over 500, but I think your sentiments just like getting in the way of common sense there. 84.
I can give you some common sense if you like.
Go on, then.
Well, okay, for starters, we've already touched on Bumgarner. Get him for a full season. I think Johnny Cueto is going to bounce back now that he's healthy. You've got two 200-plus inning potential aces right there. Posey is the best catcher in baseball. Sorry, Tyler Flowers. McCutcheon, yeah, was outstanding. He had a slow start last year and then he basically hit like old Andrew McCutcheon the rest of the way. I think Longoria is going to... We basically haven't had a decent second baseman since Pablo left.
Darius, stop talking. You sound like Alan Partridge.
Yeah, I prepared this.
Please, can they have a second series?
Like,
I was going to let Darius finish and then just go, who are you trying to convince, us or yourself? Every single player then was like, he's going to have a bounce back. He's probably going to bounce back. I think he'll bounce back.
I don't think Hunter Pence is going to bounce back, sadly. It might be all over for Hunter. But Brandon Belt probably will be fine until he gets concussed again, and that will end his career, which will be sad. But he's a good hitter.
I think it's going to be 84 or 85. I don't think you're going to squeeze out the Diamondbacks.
I'm with Darius, actually. I think that they're going to be around the same point as the Rockies and Diamondbacks. I think those three teams are very similar when it comes to the end of the season, where they're not the full package, but they're going to do enough to contend for most of the year. You've obviously got to remember that Sam Dyson's going to hoover up a load of blown saves at some point during the season. I wrote that one down.
Get out.
I have nothing else to say. I was just setting it
up. Okay, tell you what, let's do 85, and then we've got a one-game playoff between the Giants and the Rockies for the second wildcard spot.
It's so
Oh, yeah, we have. Oh, no, what about the Mets?
We've done the Mets. We haven't done the Brewers.
But the Mets are at 85, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, so that's a three. This is great. I'm going to do this.
Yeah, do it. 85.
Nice three-way.
right, it's me next, isn't it? So I'm going to take...
You've got to take Milwaukee then, Tom.
Brewers, obviously. I like the moves they've made. I think they're going to be pretty good this year, although I don't like Julius Chacin. What I do like, though, clearly, is Wade Miley, who's still trying to get that fifth spot in the rotation. He goes on Friday night. I'm sure everyone will be tuning in to watch that. He's got something like a 0.81 ERA at the moment at spring training, and everyone knows spring training counts. So Wade Miley.
Just for Wade Miley, I'll make an exception.
Wade Miley and the Brewers, I think, are going to win 87 games this year.
Blimey. I think that's aggressive. High.
I think that's high.
Yeah, I mean, I do really like their lineup. Like, Yelich and Kane are both really big additions. That's several wins right there. I believe in Travis Shaw. I know you Boston fans aren't quite so convinced, but I think he's a great player. Ryan Braun can still hit. He can't stay healthy, but he can still hit. The rotation, yeah, I'm iffy on the rotation because Jimmy Nelson's hurt. But yeah, I kind of want to put them in the same range as where we put all these other
85.
We can't do it.
We can't do it. You're telling us we can't have a four-way tie for the second.
There's going to be more than three teams in the NL with 90 wins. This is ridiculous.
You know what? Now I look at it, I think we're too high on the Cardinals. So I think the Brewers are going to be better than them, but I think the Brewers are going to win about 84 games.
I did say the Cardinals should be sub 500.
Well, okay, let's put Milwaukee at 84 and the Cardinals 82. How about that?
Right. Yeah. What does that leave us wins remaining? One. No, we can't have the Blue Jays being above 500.
Yeah, well, we can move this about when we're finished because
that's the point, Tom. We'll move it about. Although I have only got 6%, so you've got to do it quickly.
The Blue Jays are... so that's me. I can't believe you've rigged that. The Blue Jays, I think, are going to be 75. Is that fair?
I think that's quite... I don't like to say it, but I think that's quite low.
Okay, 78. I'm not... I'm trying to be, like, above board with the Blue Jays. I think they're quite good, actually.
So, on Fangraphs, they're projected for 87 wins, which sounds like a lot to me.
That's ridiculous. Marcus Stroman's injured. They've only got one player you've heard of.
I've heard of Solarte, because he used to play for the Padres.
Solarte's a nice ad, actually. He's a useful piece.
He's useful.
And they got Donaldson.
Randall Grichuk, he's quite good.
I actually believe in Justin Smoke. That might be a controversial opinion, but
they've also got Tulowitzki. Oh, no, he's injured.
I think they might win 82 games.
Thanks. That has them above the Phillies, and that's not good for me.
Yeah.
82. We're at zero. So,
look at it.
Is anybody objecting to anything we've got here right now? Other than that Tom doesn't like the Blue Jays winning more than the Phillies.
I can't believe I let the Blue Jays have a winning record, but I do actually think that they'll have one.
I still think the A's are going to be higher than 74, but I don't know where we'd take the wins from for that.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think we might have not given Cleveland enough wins, given how terrible the bottom half of that division is.
Or we can always take the White Sox down to 65 and give Cleveland another two.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah?
Do it.
White Sox down at 65, Cleveland 97.
What about the Royals? Are the Royals too high on 68? I think so.
No, I mean, I said 68 for the Royals before they signed people, so if anything, I think maybe that's slightly unfair, but it is a terrible rotation.
I don't think that's that bad. I'd be interested to see how far we are off the projections.
Maybe. My guess is they're probably like 72 right now.
Yeah.
I feel like one of those three teams we have at the bottom of the AL Central is going to do better than that. But I
think
you're
probably right, Ben. They can't. They're one of them is probably going to beat up on the other two, aren't they?
Yeah.
You'd assume so.
Is it going to be the Royals? It's going to be the Royals, isn't it?
They're going to do something, aren't they? They need a couple more wins.
What are we going to do with this? Could we maybe do this is our collective prediction and this is what Pakota says and this is what Zip says as a blog or something? And then we can come back and check how we did against the projection system at the end of the season where we've just basically made it up as we've gone along and they've done like longitudinal econometric analysis.
This is right in my wheelhouse, John. I would definitely do that.
Can you imagine if we beat Pakota and Zips, if we get it spot on?
Yeah. We'll have to give ourselves a name.
I'm about to go, by the way, because I'm on 1%, so we probably should finish now.
Well, Darius, if you mute your mic and then plug your charger in, if you've got it there.
That's true. Have I got my...
He's gone.
No!
Darius!
Darius has died, everyone. It was a full life well-lived.
I think we did it with our evisceration of the Giants.
I think we did. I don't think he liked that, did he? He was definitely trying to convince himself. He wasn't trying to convince us at all.
Anyway, so we've got... Have you got the spreadsheet, Tom?
I've got it on my phone, but Darius has got it. Obviously he's running it. It's on my phone, though. So, we can... we'll screenshot that and get it out. So if you haven't watched the stream, then I don't blame you. But...
Hey, we've had some good feedback on Twitter. Thank you to everyone who's been giving us good feedback.
Have we? Do you want to quickly read those out?
Just a few people said this was good. Clearly, they don't have a life, bless them. They're going to be doing anything with their evening, like watching Taiwanese baseball. And here they are watching us instead. Bless you. Bless you all. Thank you.
We might have had the Taiwanese baseball on mute because they can't understand it, just like you.
No, I listen to it, mate. Try and work out what's going on. Anyway, so that's it. That's all done, isn't it? So we'll screenshot it, and this will be available as a podcast later on this evening.
Yeah, so we'll get it up as a podcast. We'll get the predictions put onto the Twitter account. We'll get a blog post. Darius will be all over that. He loves this sort of shit. So he'll be statting right now. He'll be plugged in, statting, and we'll be there until the wee hours getting this done. That's it from us really now. So, John, where can people find you?
Should we say what we're going to do next week?
Go on then.
So we've got a nice episode next week. So, we've got an interview that Ben has done with the Gloucestershire cricketer, Benny Howell, who, is a huge, huge fan of baseball. He's a Marlins fan, bless him. And he brings a lot of baseball into his cricket playing. So it should be interesting to hear from Benny about how baseball has influenced him on the cricket field. And I think we're going to do a bit of follow-up to my David Frost impression with Charlie Hill last week. What happened off mic? What was it? Such a bruising encounter as it came across in the podcast. So look out for that next week. But yeah, you can find me on the internet, basically.
Somewhere. If you just look at @backflips_nerds on Twitter, you'll find John spouting about Taiwanese baseball that no one else understands.
Yeah.
Ben, now you're back from South Korea. Are you going to be around or are you off again?
I'll be around. No imminent plans to do anything exciting again. I'm going to try and write a bit more because I've not written anything in ages. But you can find me in the usual locations on Twitter and my face and everything else.
My face. You can find Darius at BP and Banish to the Pen and Friends with Fantasy Benefits, and he's on Twitter at DariusA64. You can find Batflips and Nerds on Twitter at Batflips_Nerds and Facebook.com/Batflips Nerds, or is it Batflips and Nerds?
Batflips and Nerds.
And Nerds, sorry. I always forget because Batflips Nerds is the email. But anyway, come check us out. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching for those. I think we had 7 in total. We hope you enjoyed it, and keep an eye on it, and do give us some serious ribbing for this, for our predictions and what we've gone for, and make sure you hassle us throughout the whole season and tell us when we're getting it wrong, because that'd be great. Have a lovely evening. Goodbye.
Bye.